When James Thurber's short story, The Secret Life of Walter Mitty, became a movie in the 1940s, the protagonist's name instantly entered the language.
Wing Commander Walter Mitty, the most feared man in the entire RAF Desert Patrol.
Walter Mitty is a synonym, the synonym, for any ordinary Joe who harbors fantasies of being heroic, superhuman, celebrated, larger than life. But the original Walter Mitty never lived out his fantasies. His heroics as a combat pilot and a surgeon remained figments of his imagination.
Mitty's jaw was a grim, straight line as he gave the Jerry three more lethal bursts and watched him go down in flames.
Today, the lines between fantasy and reality are much, much blurrier. Today, American Walter Mittys are encouraged to make their grandiose dreams come true. And today, practically everything can be had for a price. Last month, you could have become the conductor of the Los Angeles Philharmonic if you'd been willing to pay $8,000. The chance to conduct the orchestra performing the Star Spangled Banner in the Hollywood Bowl was up for auction on the eBay online auction site for 2 weeks. Not that some real commitment wasn't also required, as well as mere cash. According to the fine print under eBay item number 143947922-5, quote, auction winner must participate in one rehearsal with the orchestra. Pay to conduct the LA Philharmonic, or pay to have your fiction published in America's most prestigious literary periodical, The New Yorker. Earlier this year, the magazine's ad sales geniuses announced to book publishers that they could, for the right price, run tantalizing bits of any of their new books in the magazine. In other words, advertisements posing as book excerpts. This kind of free market, real life cultural Walter Mittyism has been on the upswing for a while, since the 1980s, to be precise. It's how the zillionaire real estate developer Mort Zuckerman became a weekly columnist for U.S. News and World Report by buying the magazine in the early 1980s. Which happened to be right around the same time that Gilbert Kaplan, a zillionaire magazine publisher, launched his remarkably serious second career as a conductor of Mahler's Second Symphony. By hiring a Juilliard conducting teacher and a symphony orchestra and a concert hall in New York. I'm all in favor of amateur passion. Some music lover in L.A. did buy the L.A. Philharmonic's conducting gig last month, not through eBay, as it turned out, and the money paid by this wannabe conductor went to a good cause. But I must admit I was pleased when I heard that the New Yorker's publisher had been embarrassed into canceling his pay-for-play book excerpt scheme. It's nice these days when merit and money remain distinct. It's nice when some Walter Mitty fantasies remain just that.
Well, somebody's got to get the India Queen through. There's $500,000 of rare spices aboard this ship.
I'm Kurt Anderson in Studio 360.
Captain Mitty, you're hurt.
It's nothing, just a broken arm.